Hey there, hey listener, hey you. Welcome back to another episode. What? Not just another episode. Another fantastic episode on Dr. Davis podcast. Thank you for asking me to do a part two. Yes. From the previous episode. Yes. It shows that you listen. It shows that, you are just an amazing fan. So thank you for everybody that listens. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for, I don't know, like, I could just go on and on. And thank you for sending in birthday wishes. Like, you already made my day. It was just beautiful to see. Like, it's just really the little things. And it shows that I'm making impacts. Yeah, I'm making impacts like a little girl like me. But yeah, so because you asked, I'm doing a part two on uncomfortable truth about healthy relationships. Yes, so we are back again. Sorry, I got distracted just a little, but I'm back. I didn't take so long, right? I know you missed me, so here I am. Yes, I know we see lots of God wins on social media. God win. Ah, I want to be loved. Ah, God soap for me. Do this. Are you ready to put in the work? Are you ready to put in the efforts? You have to be ready to do the work. You have to be ready to, I don't know, to walk that work. You know, just do what it takes. Don't just be thinking that relationships are perfect. Nah, sis. And then going into relationships or going into marriages with the mindset that divorce is not an option. Divorce is not my option. My marriage is going to work. My relationship is going to work. You know, all those positive affirmations, you know, all of that thing, except of course domestic violence. That is, that's like a deal breaker for me. I don't know about you, because people still stay and claim it's love, but me, I don't know what kind of dead love is that. I could be wrong. I'm sorry if I'm not saying what you agree with, but it's just really what it is. Yes, so we are going on. I'll give you like five more truths about five more uncomfortable truths about healthy relationships. Yes, before I go to something else, sometime. And then it's going to be like a very long weekend. So take your time, listen, send in feedbacks and send your love. I'll be here. Yes, so another one is you understand each other's trauma and insecurities. Of course, like, this is your partner, this is your go-to person. So yes, another thing to take into consideration when it comes to your partner are their deeper issues, okay, that might impact how they approach like your relationship, okay? Because of course you are two different people, like you didn't grow up together, you have like your separate lived experiences, okay, which affects how you see things or how you view things, okay? Let's say, for example, now your partner is from a broken family, okay, and then you have to reassure the person. You have to show that person how to love. You have to teach that person how to love. You have to, encourage that person that love is still there. There's trust. People, amazing people are still out there. Like, because you came from a broken family or broken whatever it is, doesn't mean that somebody wouldn't love you. It doesn't mean that you can't be loved right. It doesn't mean that you can't be treated right and all of that. So, broken family, and then it tends to show distrust for the opposite gender or love in general. So, reassure the person, love right, ask questions, what works for you, love languages, all of those things, just little things, okay? Or perhaps someone who has experienced lots of criticisms in their family, you can't even express yourself, whatever I say, you've been criticized and all of that, you get. So whether it's deep-rooted traumatic experiences or issues stemming from past relationships, is it just this kind of things that you want to be conscious about when interacting with your significant other? Okay, so while it's ultimately up to them to work on healing their triggers, of course, because it's my life and all of that, but then people can help. No one is an island. So because this is your partner, okay, knowing what those things are helps you understand them better, okay, and give them the reassurance and compassion that they may need to become better people. Okay, so yeah, and the second one is that you love each other anyway, like whatever it is. I mean, through it all, I'm here for you. Like, I mean, this is the person that you said no to other people and then you said yes to this person, okay? So I feel like the most beautiful part of open communication in a relationship is learning to love someone unconditionally, whatever it is, through the rains or through the storm or through the winter or through the whatever. Hamatano, everything, I'm there. So not in a toxic or unhealthy way. Remember, we're talking about healthy relationships, okay? But then in ways that recognize your partner as both flawed and human. You know that your partner, I was about to say your patient, damn. Yes, like your partner is both flawed and person is also human. I mean, whatever it is, you know that this person, just compromise, just learn to compromise. Probably working on maybe how your sheets are spread or how you press your toothpaste or how the toilet seat is, amount of salt, amount of sugar. I mean, so many things, hot food or cold food or all of those things. So when you approach your relationship from this perspective, it no longer becomes about who is right or who is wrong. What works for both of you, okay? So instead, it becomes about learning the best way to love each other despite one another's downfalls and insecurities. When you do this, you automatically assume the best intentions of one another, which in turn allows you to see yourself in the other's shoes. Because, I mean, what if I like peppery food and then my partner doesn't like peppery food? I have to, you know, wait to nataka, you get. Sorry, I'm dropping a little bit of Igbo, but I mean, I'm Igbotic. So, yeah. And it's like through this process of compassion and understanding that you learn to truly and healthily give yourself to another person, okay? Because a healthy relationship makes you love yourself even more, yes. So, number three, you push each other to be better. To be better, you know? It's very important to actually note that, like, you are each other's biggest fans. Like, you have this, your partner. Oh, I got this promotion. You want to tell your partner about it. I mean, I know that your family counts, but after your family, you know, the person says, bro, I got this promotion. Bro, I did this. You know? So in a healthy relationship, we not only encourage each other, but we also push each other to be better. Okay, so your partner, this is like when you say, like, your partner is truly becomes your partner in crime. Truly, like, he's just everything, okay? So it's nice to have someone to bounce ideas off of, okay? Like, just hold me accountable and go to when, like, I'm feeling discouraged. I mean, when I just know that, I'm feeling low and maybe, I feel like my partner is not the best person. My family is not probably the best person to speak to at the moment. I just want to run to my partner, you get. So you just find out that setting goals together, affirming each other often and seeing each other succeed, it inspires you to keep going. And not only does it feel good to know you have someone cheering you or on, even at your lowest points, but then the constant reassurance also helps your self-esteem. I know that I'm a very amazing person, but just imagine somebody telling you, I'm so proud of you, I love you so much, you appreciate you, I cherish you, all of those things. Like, it just makes your self-esteem go from 80 to like 120. So yes, it just skyrockets. Yes, so and then it actually inspires you to accomplish your goals, because know that there's someone like cheering you on, there's someone looking up to you, there's someone pushing you, way above your dreams, way above, what you actually wanted for yourself and all of that. Yes, not someone that will bring you down. You are any more than me. But no, like, despite the financial situation of the family, despite the fact probably I'm any more than you, probably you are any more than me, who cares? What matters is that we love each other and this is what works for us, and then you are comfortable with it. And yeah, it's a relationship, not the world's relationship. Because when you tell people, I earn more than my husband, tell you, and you're still like this, you're still submissive, you're still one. let me not say a lot, but yeah, remember that you push each other to be better, okay? So number four, you adore each other. So in addition to being each other's biggest fans when pursuing your dreams, you are also each other's hype man in general. Hey, Chineke, now me, I'm so hyped because I know normally I'm a hype queen, I'm a hype woman. Ask my friends, drawn on dinke, mumki malowe. So, like, maybe I don't know, but then your self-esteem just, I don't know, it just hikes, it just goes off the roof when you're in a relationship, when you have a very supportive partner, okay, in your relationship, not just any relationship, but then a very supportive partner and a healthy relationship at that, okay. So you can say that it's not like I didn't think I was great before, but then when someone is constantly telling you, it just gets to your head a bit. I mean, it's not bad to hype your, but it's not even bad. It's not, in fact, you should be hyped all the time. You know, when you are hyped, you are just ginger to do stuff. So with that being said, it's so important to reassure each other, not just that you won't cheat or leave each other, but also in who you guys are as people, okay? Let your partner know that they think that you are dope and why they think you are dope, not just that you are dope. Like, give them reasons to see that you are dope. Like, you kick ass. Did you see that presentation? Did you see how you killed it? You see it? Oh my god, love is sweet, right? I don't know why I'm so excited. So, like, some examples could be like complimenting them on an aspect of their personality that you think is admirable. Oh, like, you are really, really patient. Like, I'm really learning from you, okay? Then letting them know that you're proud of them. Like, there's nothing that actually gets to me as someone telling me that person is proud of me. Not just coming from my family, like, just from a random person. Wow. Just say, like, your boss at work just tells you, oh, I'm so proud of you. It's just beautiful, I beg. Then giving reassurance that they are the only person that you want. Complimenting their outfits, their hair, or sense of style. You know, like, I know I'm Igbo, okay? So, like, there's just this thing about hyping somebody in Igbo, like, Akugo, Achalugo, Oloma, Hey, Aseje, Jemba, and Inebejolo, all of those things. So, just beautiful. Odogo, Ikembam, all of those things. Onyenkem, just sweet words, Sha. Just be giving them what they want to hear. For minutes, yeah. Then telling them how attractive you think they are. Like, man, you're fine. Oh, more, you fine, you set, die. See as you fine, you cannot waste. And then thanking them for the little things. Like, maybe you ask your partner, you don't have, because your partner doesn't have to do, like, so much. Even waking you up in the morning, maybe probably because you need to leave early and then you slept late, like, the previous night. It's like, just say thank you so much. Like, it was really, really thoughtful, okay? So not only is it simply romantic to feel like your partner genuinely thinks the world of you, but it also makes you feel secure in your position, okay, in the relationship, and in turn more secure in yourself. So a healthy relationship will never feel like a distraction from your self-love, but an addition to it. You see, it's an addition. When somebody's telling you, I'm so proud, I love you, I adore you, I cherish you, I'm, you know, hyping me and things, you know? It just, you know, keeps me at the top of my game. So last but not the least, you are best friends. You are best friends. So yeah, in a healthy relationship, your partner becomes your best friend because when you invest in each other, you make space for comfort and familiarity. You don't feel the need to pretend, play games, or be on edge all the time. Oh, my partner is on his way. Your heart will be beating. You know? Nah, you guys breathe. You guys, you know? Oh my God. So instead, you begin to feel secure and simply being yourself. So even when you're feeling stubborn or crazy or like life has gotten the best part of you, it feels good knowing you have someone who loves you for who you are. Okay, where you don't have to, you know, start hiding or start, you know, all of the, in fact, I have lots of, but let me just keep this short. So rounding up, it feels good, yeah, knowing that you have someone who loves you for who you are. And while giving so much of yourself to another person can sound scary, definitely, but then the right one will make you want to be the best version of yourself. So yes, relationships are supposed to feel good and be filled with picture perfect moments. I know sometimes you want to take time off social media, but then, man, sometimes if you don't give them, how will they take it, I beg? But then they're also about knowing that the person you are choosing is choosing you. You know, the person that you, you know, I've actually done a podcast on this, like the greatest commandment. I think the greatest commandment in a relationship, not just commitment, yeah, it's like choosing someone who chooses you. Yeah, you can go listen if you haven't done that already. If you haven't listened, you should go and listen to that podcast. It go well that. So yeah, it's gonna be a very long weekend, so take time to relax, take time to breathe. I don't know, you can do it indoor, you can do it outdoor, yes, and just do what makes you happy. Just smile, just chill. And to my Muslim fans, keep on with your Ramadan. Allah is listening to our prayers. Yes, I know the level of insecurity right now in Nigeria has been crazy and stuff, but then please try and stay safe. If you don't have need to be out, please just stay in your house. I beg, I need you same way you need me, so just stay safe. And don't forget, coronavirus is still hovering around. It's still in Nigeria. Please, it has not gone. Please wear a face mask. I'm begging you. Yes, so rest, enjoy the very long weekend. Like, it's like Friday to Monday, so just chill. Well, sorry if you're not in Nigeria, you cannot relate, but then that doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy your weekend, okay? So just do what makes you happy and stuff. So I'll end this with the quote of the week. Quote of the week. Yeah, you deserve a relationship that allows you to do what? Sleep peacefully at night. Yeah, ilahola, no. Like when you just remember there's somebody out there that rates you, that takes you for whom you are, that takes you, I mean, as your personal person, your G, your OG. You go sleep well for nights. Now, ka, in a debis in a pillows, bro. Ola, one way. And you'll be dreaming sweet dreams. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's like don't feel lost. Yeah, I'm here. So it's like you have an amazing relationship. So immediately you're just putting your head down after a very long day talking to your partner. You just put your head on the pillow and then off you go. You are dreaming sweet dreams, you know, all of those things. You are seeing yourself in the Bahamas, you know, Mauritius. So yeah, healthy relationships are just like, they're just perfect for the mind, body and soul. So don't rush into one. Take your time, no pressure. Do your thing. Just be learning before you get there. And if you are there, don't stop doing the work. Okay, don't relax. Do more. Put in more effort. Yes, so yeah, enjoy your weekend. And yes, it's May 1st tomorrow. Happy new month in advance. Yeah. So yeah, please don't forget to share. Don't forget to listen. Recommend me to your friends. I mean, I know I don't have sense like that, but at least sometimes, you know, sometimes oil in my head. Yeah. So yeah, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening and have an amazing weekend. Love you. Bye.